Hello and welcome to the show. Today we're going to talk about reducing costs, increasing profits, how solar energy works for Central Illinois business. I'm Tim Montague, and today we're talking about the Future Energy Jobs Bill of 2017, otherwise known as SB 2814. This bill is going to incentivize $12 to $15 billion in construction of solar and wind energy projects. This means huge potential savings for owner-occupied commercial facilities, but only if you act before the incentives go away. Right now, we have strong state and federal incentives that allow business owners to realize an 85% discount on solar PV projects. These incentives will not last, so go to montaguebrands.com and get your free solar savings assessment today. There are three reasons why solar makes good business sense in Central Illinois. The cost of technology has come down 75% since 2010. Secondarily, state and federal incentives combined with accelerated depreciation reduce equipment costs by 85%. And finally, there are low and no cost ways to finance solar projects to benefit your bottom line. So what is solar? Solar panels are semiconductor-based technology that convert sunlight into electricity. You can learn about solar PV just by Googling that expression and going to the Wikipedia article, for example. Solar PV. You install the panels on your rooftop, your parking lot, or any open field, and they produce electricity that feeds into your facility, offsetting some large percentage of your power consumption. Your utility buys back any excess power. Going solar levelizes your long-term cost of energy. Without solar, the cost of electricity is going to increase at about 2.5% per year, which adds up to 38% over 10 years. So if you pay thousands of dollars a month, cutting that bill in half or more means real savings. Money saved is money earned, and solar panels give business owners the power to own their production. There are many additional benefits of solar, too. Solar is a clean source of energy, so there's no air pollution from solar power systems, unlike coal and natural gas-fired power. So how to go solar? What does it take? The process for going solar is easy. We review 1 year's worth of power bills and produce a preliminary solar savings assessment. The assessment gives you options to purchase, lease, or engage in a power purchase agreement. Your greatest savings will be achieved by purchasing a system, but significant savings can be had through leasing and power purchase agreements. Again, you can secure a no-cost, no-obligation solar savings assessment by emailing me, Tim at montaguebrands.com, or filling out my form at montaguebrands.com. We'll contact you within 24 hours. A little more about the Future Energy Jobs Bill and commercial solar. The Future Energy Jobs Bill funds the installation of 2,700 megawatts of solar power, which is a 5,000% increase over the current 55 megawatts in Illinois. This translates into 415,000 residential solar installations or 77,000 small commercial projects that would be built between now and 2030. The bill creates a cash incentive that's raining down on Illinois in the form of SRECs. That's solar renewable energy credits. Those communities that participate in the program will benefit. It creates jobs, save business owners money that they can use for growth and innovation. It creates jobs and it saves businesses money. What's to argue with about that? Why not learn more and take advantage of this generous program? Solar power offsets the cost of electricity by 50 to 75%. Solar panels make electricity from sunshine, as I said before. The feedstock is free. So with traditional power sources like coal, nuclear, natural gas, there's a fuel. With solar, the fuel is sunlight. If you pay power bills, you can benefit from solar power. The larger the bill, the larger the benefit. I have clients that are saving $2.5 million a year by installing solar. But the biggest incentives will end by 2020, so you need to act now. The Future Energy Jobs Bill also funds a variety of other programs. It has earmarks for commercial, industrial, and utility scale projects that totals 78% of the funds. These funds are all paid for by ratepayer fees, not tax dollars. There's a brownfields to brightfields program that supports the reuse of landfills and industrial sites as solar farms. Economic development and job growth. This program fuels $12 to $15 billion in renewable energy projects. It also protects net metering, compensating solar power owners in a fair and consistent manner. And it has a Solar for All program that designates funds for low-income job training and renewable energy projects. I'm Tim Montague. Thanks for listening to the show. I hope you learned something about commercial solar in Illinois, and I look forward to telling you more in the future. Have a great day.